Welcome to Laptop Nation, episode 2 for September 30th, 2010.
Okay, I'm Tom Bonino, the Mac guy.
And I'm Sean Palladino, the Windows guy.
We have a great show for you today. Sean, what are we going to do?
Well, Tom, you're going to talk about... What were you going to talk about?
Well, I'm going to talk about, mainly just all the new Macs.
You did that last time. That was something new.
Well, how about we both talk about the Sims Ion?
First, we're going to tell them that it's completely unrelated to Windows or Macs, because it's basically both of them.
But we were sort of both addicted to this.
It's The Sims 2. It had my whole teenhood. I loved that game so much, and there was a community of movie makers.
Called Sims 99.
Sims99.com.
But it recently died, basically.
Yeah, the...
Who made it?
The administrator, Nova, was her forum name. She decided to just get rid of it.
Since the Sims 3 came out.
Yeah. It wasn't because of that. It was mainly because there was a big fight between the moderators and Nova and the users. So she shut down the forum, and then after a couple months, shut down the entire site. It was sad. It was sad. Tom was sort of a... addicted to Sims 2.
Sean really sort of like creates characters and then forgets about them. I created one guy, his name is, Tom Palladino. I named him after myself. And I got married. Of course, I used cheat codes like Motherload and Bullprop.
Bullprop Distant Cheats, or Max Motives Cheat.
Oh, yeah.
So to make it easier.
Yeah. So you don't make it easier to friend people.
So you don't have to poop, get food, or drink.
All you do is drag the little queen ball up.
He was cheating the entire way. I never cheated.
No, but you never really stuck with the character.
True. I made movies, though.
Yeah, true. My character had a son. He now has a second son, but... his first son, his name is Thomas Palladino. His little nickname, or I guess it's my real name, and Tom is just a nickname, but still.
Anyway.
And he's going to get married soon.
I know you love talking about your animated characters, but the point is, Sims 99 was a great website for movie makers to collaborate together and just have fun. I had fun all that time, and I'm sad. Anyway... RIP Sims99.com. Anyway, what I'm going to talk about in the Windows sphere is the VLC media player. I'm not sure many of you know this, but if you're stuck in that Windows mindset of, I only use Windows Movie Maker, Windows Media Player, or QuickTime Player. What was it? What were you going to say?
Well, some people use iTunes.
Or the QuickTime player, essentially. Yeah, but if you've never heard of VLC Media Player, it is the all-around, all-inclusive media player that plays any type of media file.
You know that music in the beginning was played on the VLC media player. So...
It is a very useful bit of software. It's free, obviously. It's open source. People can mess with it however they want. And it recently went to version 1. It was always in beta. Now it's in version 1.
Version 1?
Well, it was like 1.0. Like, it was always point something. Now it's 1.0. It's legit. It's better than any media player ever. It's great. Anyway, what do you got to talk about, Tom?
This has nothing to do with it, but I want to advertise my website, gamesvideosandstories.com.
This is an advertisement. You can walk away now.
Before you walk away, gamesvideosandstories.com has tons of games, stories, and videos. But the videos of those guys with the laptop, that was a show. That was a video podcast, I guess, before we did this. I'm going to start posting these episodes for you to see, or hear, I guess. And there's a store where you can get stuff.
How are you going to post these?
Can you post audio stuff?
No.
Okay, never mind. Maybe I'll find out why.
Oh, well, we'll create a new page. We'll create a new page. Yeah. We'll put all those files. Or you can just forget about his website and just go laptopnation.podomatic.com.
Yeah. That's our official Laptop Nation website.
Anyway.
Or SeanPowerDuo.com.
The advertisement is done. You can come back. Let's do your actual Mac stuff. You're not talking about Mac lineup. You did that last week.
First, I want to talk about as you heard, probably all of you heard, Apple recently updated iTunes 10. As you all probably heard of PIN, it's a social network for music. And for one thing, when you plug up, now this is a negative portion of the show, this is the bad apple.
Tom's laughing at his own joke. That's the... He's laughing at his own joke. That's not a joke at all.
Okay, and when you, Sean here is subscribed to Fred Figon.
He's a great... I love Lucas Cruikshank. I mean, I can't believe he created a Fred character.
As you all know, he created a movie with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's called Fred the Movie. It's ridiculous. What?
Well, of course it's called Fred the Movie.
It could have called something. They could have called Fred Frinkelhorn. The sequel. I don't know. I'm losing my mind.
Also added a music video. So if you want to check it out.
Music video? Oh, yeah. Yeah. At the end of that. Lady Gaga. I'm following a random guy.
Yeah, Marilyn's a Cogliff. Steve Jobs, he was presenting this, he showed that he was friends with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, let's listen to a message from this.
Lady Gaga to the U.S. Senate. It's loading. Don't walk away. It's not over. Is this a picture? We're having some technical difficulties. Please stand by. Okay, I was just saying the bad apple. When you plug up your iPod, it shows, I think it's under PIN. It's the icon under PIN. It shows, like your name. For me, it's Tom's iPod. And they changed it from, like, a little animated picture icon next to the name to, like, a little flat black and white picture.
That's the smallest detail that you... That's, like, a couple pixels, and you're freaking out about that?
It was a big thing. It was a big thing for me.
An animated icon.
Yeah. I mean, they changed the whole thing from, colorful to black and white. I mean, I know it wasn't really colorful, but...
This is why Apple fans are so stupid. They always deal with how everything looks. They don't care about how stuff works. Is that true, Tom? You care about how stuff looks, not how stuff works.
Well, didn't you care about how Windows Vista worked?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible how they defined secureness, like the user account control. That was ridiculous how they control that. Why do you like Mac OS X? Because of how it looks or how it works?
How it works.
What features do you like?
Well, first of all, I want to state that I never actually touched a Mac at my own home, but
and this is the Mac guy.
At my school, we have this whole computer lab with iMacs. So, yeah. I'm going to have to use certain applications, but still. I'm still touching a Mac. They're beautiful, by the way.
You didn't ask my question. Do you, what features do you like about the Mac? That are how stuff works and not how stuff looks.
To my fellow Americans, the Senate. Oh, here's the Lady Gaga to the Senate message. Let's listen.
No, let's not listen. Let's answer the question, Tom. What features do you like about Mac OS X?
Well, the feature about how using Boot Camp or parallel desktops, I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure. To switch from Mac OS X to Windows. I think
so. You're saying you like Windows better.
And cover flow in the Finder. It's easy to find stuff in the Finder.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty nice. But in Windows, it's the same thing. Just press the Windows button and boom.
I like this hardware, the Apple, and the Magic Mouse.
That's interesting. Yeah. That is beautiful.
And then recently came out with the Magic Trackpad. I mean, not recently, that was like August-ish to September.
Okay, I think this conversation's going downhill.
Let's listen to the Lady Gaga to the Senate message.
Senators John McCain, Arizona, Mitch McConnell, Kentucky, James Inhofe, Oklahoma, Jeff Sessions, Alabama, and youth all over the world who are watching. Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a law that was created in 1993 that prevents gays from serving openly in the military. Since then...
Technical difficulties. My internet connection is sucky as hell. Anyway, I think she was just talking about how they're trying to get the Congress to get rid of the whole Don't Ask, Don't Tell law, banning gays from openly serving in the military.
And if you want to hear all this, you can just subscribe to Lady Gaga on Pin, you haven't already.
On Pin!
I mean, Steve Jobs is subscribed to her, so she has to be good.
Don't you think it's funny how similar Bin and Pin are? It's so funny. Microsoft's trying to have their Bin search engine. And Apple's trying to have their Pin
social network.
It's amazing. It's so funny. They're so similar. But did you hear, Tom, recently about the whole house that Steve Jobs is planning to make? I caught you off guard, didn't I?
No.
Well, anyway, this house is actually pretty funny. I'm going to get the article. Pulling up the article right here. Where are you? Where are you?
This is a little song that Sean made. Where are you?
Where are you, little apple article?
Where are you, little apple article? Come on, John. It's probably not hard to find. Come on, John. It's probably not hard to find. Go to the Apple article about Apple building a house. Come on, John. Find it. I can't sing this all day. Come on. I can't sing this all day. Okay, I'm tired of singing.
If you love that song, then we have a special contest for you. If you're one of the first 100 people to donate $1 or more, by going to laptopnation.podomatic.com and clicking donate. If you're one of the first 100 people to donate $1 or more, you get the
album created by Sean and I.
First random album of songs.
It's called Laptop Nation's Random Album.
For random stuff. I mean, there's one about snow. There's one about a blue carpet. There's one about, what was the other?
Pirates.
Pirate ship. I mean, there's random stuff, so...
New call fund.
The album, it consists of 8 songs that are about 50 to a minute long. And if you're one of the first 100 people to donate $1 or more...
You'll get it for free. But you can also buy it from iTunes, 99 cents per song, or what we can sell for.
Or you could, if you're...
$7 per album.
Yeah. Or you can just torrent it if you want. But
we don't like being pirated. Well, I don't. Shaun Knight, but...
Well, people...
I mean, if you pirated, please help us out and pay for it.
Yeah.
If you like it.
Just help us out. A door to our... The door to our room closed. The window is closed as well, so it must be a ghost.
No, he's lying. The window's open. The wind just blew it. If you're in New Jersey, you can see there's a pretty big storm.
Well, they can't see.
No, I'm saying if you're in New Jersey.
If you're in New Jersey at 7:48 p.m., it's raining. Anyway.
Not really raining. Well, actually, no. Yes, it is. What do you know? So if you want those homes, be the first 100 people doing a dollar or more at, what's the site called?
LaptopNation.Podomatic.com.
Yeah, LaptopNation.Podomatic.com.
I actually forgot what we were talking about. What were we talking about before that? Oh, yeah, how about let's just end the show for today.
No! We were talking about the Apple article, the Apple House.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry, folks. I am a stupid son of a...
Beep! Sorry about that, people. No cursing on this show. This show's pretty clean.
Alright.
I think you found the article.
Yes, I did.
Listen. Oh, no, I listened. It's, hear Sean speak.
Well, the house is actually really small. Like, there was a whole big controversy where he couldn't tear down his old house because it was a landmark, it was old, and all the people were saying, you can't tear it down. Then somehow got approved to tear it down. And then the house plans... were revealed, and it's small. Like, he's not making a big mansion. It's small. And very sleek, actually. Small and very nice. I mean, there's a couple bedrooms. I think it's pretty nice and small. Do you know why? Why would Steve Jobs go make a small house instead of a big, gigantic mansion? See?
Well, maybe he wants to conserve his money and donate some charities.
True. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Anyway, we barely have any comments about it. I just thought it was nice. Anyway, I think we should end the show now.
Well, let's just review what we talked about. We talked about the Simpsons funeral, basically.
We forgot what we were talking about.
We were talking about the iTunes pin.
Yeah, iTunes.
The Lady Gaga's message to the senator. And we were talking about,
VLC Media Player. The VLC Media Player.
Yeah. The VLC Media Player. And, if you want the first 100 people to donate $1 or more, you get all 40 album. Or you can just buy it on iTunes for 99 cents per song, or $5.99 for the album.
Or you just download the torrent for free, if you don't want to.
But please, if you download it and you like it, please buy it. Please.
You can just download Torrent if you hate us. I wouldn't mind because I really hate us right now. Because we can't remember anything. Like, we couldn't remember what we talked about 10 minutes ago. It's ridiculous.
I was voted best memory of
your
family.
I know. It's ridiculous.
I can't even remember it.
Well, you know, we were going on random topics. All right. Yeah. You probably want to kill yourself right now.
Don't kill yourself yet. We have a...
Don't kill yourself yet.
Oh, yeah. GamesVideosAndStories.com. But the main website you want to go to is
LaptopNation.Podomatic.com.
Yeah, LaptopNation.Podomatic.com.
Or if you actually want to become a Hogwarts student, you could go to HogwartsOnline.co.uk.
That was an advertisement. I mean, you can go to that website if you want.
Yeah, it was an advertisement. This whole show is a freaking advertisement. anyway.
Sean has 18 tweets waiting. So,
what? That's personal information! What?
No, that is not personal information. He has 18 tweets.
Anyway, my Twitter account is Sean Paladino, at Sean Paladino, and Tom's is, was it
Tom
at Home 667. Tom at M667. You can follow us if you want. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or laptopnation.podcastmag. You could donate to us to get that free album.
Laptopnation.podman.com.
Anyway, you probably want to go home and you probably want to go with your family because you don't want to listen to us all day. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. And
goodbye. Technical difficulties with trying to get the music playing, but it's not playing. Yeah, goodbye.
Laptop Nation.